And I'm joined in studio by a former Youth Olympic medalist and now a professional fighter who is already 1-0 following his victory last week. That, of course, is Donegal man Michael Gallagher. Michael, you're welcome to the studio of Highland.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And I'm also joined by his coach, Conor Quigley, who's come in as well to join us and talk about Michael's career. Welcome, Conor.
Thank you, sir.
I suppose, first of all, Michael, what was last weekend like for your first professional bout? You're fighting in Dublin. I understand there was a huge Donegal support there for you, around about 100 or so, we believe. And they met at a carnival atmosphere, that's for sure, and they all got behind you. So what's it like now being a professional fighter, and what was that experience like to get your first one last weekend?
Yeah, the experience was it was very good. It was a lot different from amateur and professional. It was a lot... we trained very hard for it, and it was a lot different, and we just took it every round at a time and we're on the fight.
Third round stoppage in the end, there was four rounds in it, so there was it ended up with a third round stoppage, but by all accounts sounded very, very comfortable for you in those opening couple of rounds.
Yeah, the first couple of rounds were very well. We after the first round we kind of knew where we stood and went back to my corner, and my coach Connor and Billy, we just settled down and told me tactics, what to do, and from that then we just kept going round by round, and I got the stoppage in the third.
Yeah. So you're looking to build on this professional career, but before we look at that and talk to Connor on it and where you want to go and where he sees your future as, 2014 you won a Youth Olympic bronze medal. This is 2017. You made the decision at the start of the year to go pro. So obviously once you got that medal, it was always in your mind, was it, Michael, to hit the pro ranks?
Yeah, definitely. After I won that medal, it was the biggest medal in amateur that I won. Yeah. And then it took a year or two out and it kind of was training taking over, and I kind of decided then we sat down with Connor and he says we took our best option, so we went professional and we enjoyed it. We enjoyed it very well. So
yeah. Connor has had to work hard these last few months, because we were talking beforehand that he's lost a lot of weight to get back down to the cruiserweight ahead of being a pro and getting into that first fight. So it's taken a lot of hard work to get just to where he is today, Connor.
A lot of hard work and dedication. I mean, you know, it's a tough sport and you need to be seriously disciplined. You really have to know what you want, and you have to know that you want it. Mm-hmm. A lot of people out there, or a lot of boxers out there, think they want to box. Mm. They think they want to be champions. Everybody wants to be a champion, but are they willing to sacrifice the things they have to sacrifice to be a champion? And I took Michael away a year or two ago. He talked to me about going professional after he got his Youth Olympic medal. And at the time he was a bit young. He was only 19. So I just sat him down and talked to him. And I says, right, I says, we'll go to Wales on a sparring camp with Nathan Cleverley. And I got in touch with Nathan's coach to set up things and organise things. And it's exactly the exact same thing as I've done with my own son, Jason, who I took to Wales as well, mm-hmm. to spar Nathan Cleverley. Yeah. And I found out from that experience that if you want it as bad as you think you want it, Cleverley will put you through the test. Mm-hmm. He will test you. So Michael passed that test. And I says, okay, we'll just let him keep taking away, let him keep taking over. So Jason was boxing for the NABF title in Los Angeles against Tapia. And I was going out to the fight, so I says, I'll take Michael with me and we'll stay on for a while. And we stayed in Indio for a month, where Michael trained along with Joel in the Joel Diaz camp and his brother Antonio Diaz, who was world champion. And he was training alongside Omar Figueroa, world champion, Lucas Matisse, world champion, Diego De La Hoya, who boxed last night, who is actually a cousin of Oscar De La Hoya, who promotes Jason. And to be in the mixture of these boys, when you walk into a gym in a different part of the world where there's 15 Mexicans in the gym and not one of them can speak English, it's a very daunting experience. Yeah. And Michael, the first couple of days, he didn't really know what to make out of it. And it is strange, because when you don't know these people and you don't know these boxers, it's hard to know where you stand when you walk into another place like that, especially on the other side of the world. But the same thing again, he stuck to his guns and he went through, he passed the test. It's very hard to motivate yourself for something when you have nothing really coming up. And at that time, Michael wasn't professionally signed to anybody. He wasn't attached to nobody, no manager, nothing. And he was up at 6 o'clock every morning running in the desert. And that...
Which is not an easy thing to do.
And that on its own is a serious mental test. Mm-hmm. And he passed it. So we came back and we got in touch with Leonard Gunning, who was in touch with us when we were in Indio. And we arranged to meet up in Sligo. That's Leonard's hometown. So we arranged to meet up there. And myself and Michael went up. We sat down, we spoke to the man. We'd done out a contract that suited both Michael and the managerial team. And Michael was happy with it, and the managerial team was happy with it. So we were all happy. So we walked away, and we were just waiting then on word to come through from Leonard Gunning when his first fight would be. So I'm not 100% sure what the... I think it was the 9th of September, was it?
9th, yeah.
The 9th of September. And but from that time and going through all that, going from Indio, going out to Jason's fight, going through everything, Michael, as he said himself, was on tapping away at the gym and he was doing bits and pieces, but he wasn't fully committed. And he shot up to 110 kilos. And for that fight, he had to be 90 kilos. So he lost 30 kilos in that space of time.
Yeah.
Which is a massive, massive credit to the young fella. Because that is serious stuff. Like, you're not talking about a half a stone.
Mm.
You know, you're talking 4 stone.
Yeah.
In weight. Which is serious. And now we're even looking and thinking of taking him down to light heavy in the future.
Which is a drop of another...
It would be a drop of another 20 pound.
Yeah.
Because he'd be coming down to about 81 kilos.
Yeah. It's another stone and a half, nearly.
Aye.
Yeah.
So... You know,
but this is going to be gradual over the course of the next...
This is going to be a gradual thing. This will be... We're looking ahead, possibly, in the next year of taking that amount of weight off him. Because to do that over a short space of time would do too much damage to the body.
How many fights within that time, Conor, then, would you have marked for... Well, his next one's going to be in December, isn't that right, Michael?
Yeah, December. Yeah, His next fight
is in the 2nd of December. There's a possibility that he could be out in February again, and there's a possibility that he could be out at the end of March again. So we're just going to take one fight at a time.
Yeah.
His next fight is the 2nd of December. He'll be boxing at cruiserweight. We're not looking past it. We're just going to concentrate on that, and we'll see how it goes. And if everything goes well, we'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah, as his coach, and you got Leonard Gunning now as his manager, and you have a team around you. Are you going by what you're saying? You're pleased with where he is at the moment, but there's still a lot of hard work to do come the next fight in December, because it's going to be another 4-rounder, is it? But maybe the class of fighter might be up another step or so.
Pleased at the minute with the performance of the first fight,
yeah.
Because you have to understand as well that Michael was out of the ring for over 2 years. Mm. And the guy that he actually fought was an active fighter, and he actually fought, and his last fight was actually in the stadium against an Irish fighter, John Corcoran from Dublin. So Michael didn't fight for 2 years, and it was hard. And then to turn professional at 21 years of age, it's a daunting experience. And not knowing what to expect, how he was going to handle the occasion at a very, very young age. There's some fighters that I know myself personally that fought at the world elite level. Once they turned pro, they couldn't handle it.
Yeah.
You know, and all credit to him. It was the most comfortable I've ever seen Michael Gallagher in my life in the dressing room before a fight.
Good. Yeah. So then, Michael, that's fight number one under your belt, and you've got another one to come now before the end of the year. But I have to ask you, Michael, where do you want to be? Obviously, there's a long term goal, but if you were to look down the line in 4 or 5 years' time, you are an Olympic medalist at youth level. Where would you want to be in 4 or 5 years' time?
Every boxer's dream is to be fighting for a world title, and that's the aim. 4 or 5 years' time, and hopefully, I'm going to take one fight at a time and one round at a time. But till when that chance comes, I'll hopefully take it. Yeah.
Do you understand yourself that the amount of work that this is going to
a lot of training, a lot of hard work, and a lot of dedication. You have to sacrifice a lot of things, and as wee things, you have to sacrifice more than big things. You're up training in the morning, training in the evening, sore, hungry, tired. Yeah. But you just have to keep going and keep going.
Yeah, obviously you've been doing a lot of work locally at Finn Valley at the new gym. But we mentioned going to see Cleverley and Wales. There'll be a lot more of those types of sessions then in the future if you're going to get to it. What your goal wants to be, isn't it?
Yeah, you'll need them and you have to do them. And we'll be away training camps in America and hopefully in England, and we'll be all around the continent hopefully.
Who do you look up to in the boxing world? Who's your?
I would say Mike Tyson. Because he was a lethal puncher and strong man, hopefully I can try and do the same.
Do you feel that you have the weight behind the punch, do you?
Well, I was always good at a hard shot, but boxing skills too, and as Cole Connor says, he has to train me as boxing and not as a fighter too. It's different professional now. You have to settle down more and you have to fight. Not fight, but box. But it's a lot different from amateur, because amateur was a fast, fast pace and professional is very, very slow. Not very slow, but slow and more rounds. And just you have to pick your punches far better.
Yeah. What's the chin like? Because we were speaking before we came on air about the chins of Triple G and Canelo Alves as last night. What's Michael Geller's chin like?
Well, it was a lot of nod. Slapping it. I took them, but I was the right man now, you could be.
Yeah. Well, listen, we're delighted to get you in, Michael, and it's an exciting time in your professional career. So all we can do is wish you all the best. And Connor, he's on the right road.
He's on the right road, and it's getting started.
Yeah.
It's getting started. It's getting that first fight over, and it's just getting that bit of confidence and that bit of belief in himself that he is good enough, and he's the same as everybody else, maybe better, and he just has to get that bit of belief into himself. And that comes only with experience. You just don't pick that up. That comes with experience. And as you mentioned about travelling and sparring with high-level opponents, you have the likes of Tony Bellew out there. You have the likes of a lot of high-class light heavyweights. You have Anthony Yard, who boxed last night from England. You have all these guys that he can be going sparring with. And this will just bring confidence, confidence, confidence. But it's just one step at a time. Try and get him down to the light heavyweight division. And as I said, just take it one fight at a time. Stay humble, stay grounded, stay focused, stay dedicated, sacrifice. There's a lot of hard work. And I just want to thank everybody that turned up in Dublin that night, his supporters, and his Michael's family as well, who have been behind him 110%. And without them, without his family, without his supporters, without his managerial team and his coaching team, these things can't happen. Because it is, at the end of the day, teamwork.
Yeah.
There's no individual ever made it to the top of anything on their own. It's all to do with teamwork. And as long as he stays grounded and humble and disciplined, he has big potential.
Okay.
That's all I'll say.
Yeah. Listen, Connor and Michael, thanks for coming in.
Nice
and
awesome.
And the best of luck on the boxing front. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again around about December time on your second Pro One.